Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Whether to go fishing or not. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Final weekend in June, 24th and 25th. Hope last weekend all the dads out there had a great Father's Day. First six pages of the calendar year gone. Man, where does the time go to? Okay, to the fishing front, hey, freshwater, even with this fugly weather, as we call it in Rack and Fin Radio world, is freshwater has some good opportunities going. Saltwater, wind, rain, dirty water, opportunities are still there if you pick your times and pick your places, especially the back bays and the ICW. Very special in-studio guests will be joining us. It's Big John, Papa John Grimko from Fanatics Marine Supply in West Avenue in Ocean City, and Ace After Dark in the Back Bay in ICW waters. Dirty water be damned. Again, not a fool's errand with the, 30-mile-an-hour winds, white caps crashing over the sedge banks. No, I'm not saying that. But there's going to be lulls, and there's going to be opportunities. There's going to be a window here and there. But that won't be until maybe Monday. John will key us in on that. He's patiently waiting outside. But on the freshwater front, not really a time for flounder fishing, huh? Well, the bass and the pickerel and the crappies and the yellow perch and the bluegills are going bonkers. The feed bags are on. Catfishing sort of getting in that pre-spawn lull, looking for those bigger channel cats. They're just not being that cooperative. Even with my Oscar Mayer cheese wieners and my gulp punch bait, man, you can smell that stuff from here to San Francisco. Well, San Francisco smells. Oh, you know what I'm saying. They've been really picky. However, the good news from our end on the other side, part of the Rack and Fin name, Rack, early bow season. Okay, it's going to open up September 9th to September 29th in 28 deer management zones, north, central, and south. But remember, deer management zones 9, 13, 27, 28, 29, 31, 35, and 47. Those are eight DMZs with what I consider those insipid antler point restrictions for the bone strokers out there. It's that all the public land locked up to save for the elite few. Anyway, it's going to be September 9th to September 29th. Youth bow hunt is going to be September 23rd. Now, there's no restrictions on that, doe or buck. But in some of the zones, the limits, you gotta love Jersey deer hunting. Limits range from unlimited antlerless and one antlered deer. Two may be taken at a time. Another set of zones, 9 antlerless and 1 antlered. 2 deer may be taken at a time. Another one, 5 antlerless and 1 antlered. And the last one, DMZ 6, unlimited antlerless and 1 antlered. I mean, you want some early venison, this is the time to do it. And even earlier, which gets Tom P. wiggling 300 pounds in his chair. It's not a sight you want to see, people. Hide the women and children. September 1st, I love my railbirds. They open. Clapper sores. Well, the sores are more freshwater, but clapper rails. Mud hens. Late, great George Loader. Mud hens. Georgie, turn me on to that decades ago. We still make a go of it early September. And September 1st, the early Canada goose season. So a lot of opportunities coming up. The fishing in the salt water is going to be dicey and chancy, to say the least, this next week or so. But check in the next few segments. There are opportunities in the back. We'll be right back. Johnny Grimko coming in. Rack and Fin Radio. Oh, that's some weather out there.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Attention, small business owners looking for new ways to grow your business that won't break the bank? What if I told you it all starts with just two easy steps? Step one, stop wasting precious time and money on leads that are being shared with your competition. Step two, speak with the experts at Town Square Interactive, delivering digital marketing solutions perfectly tailored to your business. You'll get the people and the platform to get in front of more local customers, all for one affordable monthly rate. The best part? No more sharing leads. Your ideal customer will come directly to you. Ready to get started? Go to townsquarelocal.com to use our free traffic estimator and see how many local customers your business could be reaching right now. See why we've been trusted by more than 100,000 small businesses. Go to townsquarelocal.com. That's townsquarelocal.com. And there you can use our free traffic estimator and see how many local customers your business could be reaching right now. Start growing your business today. townsquarelocal.com.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Super Paint products and Super Deck stains June 16th through the 26th. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome back to Total Wine.
Hey, Ruthie, I need help filling the ultimate beach cooler.
Well, we have the most hard seltzers and amazing canned cocktails anywhere and at the lowest prices in town. Always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21. Hey, it's me, Ruthie, from Total Wine & More. Our new lower prices on hundreds of wines are here to stay. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Before, I was thinking about doing a blog, Fugly Fluking, or Fluking Fugly. This weather pattern is a nightmare. Well, joining us live in the studio, we're going to talk, is our annual Back Bay at Night show with Johnny Grimco, Fanatics Marine Supply, West Avenue in Ocean City, longtime acquaintance. Bailed me out a couple of times on the show floors with some funny stuff. Johnny, thanks for joining us, Evan. You look great. How you doing?
Good. Feeling good, Tommy. Doing good.
Well, how's your morning so far? It was great till I realized I had to come in here. Oh, Grimco, you're killing me.
Hey, Tom, I had to wake you up a little bit.
That was a good shot. Good shot. But, John, I'll tell you, this weather pattern now, we're looking at, well, when's a possible window? Monday, we're looking at 6 days of just fugly weather. And then you said something about next week. What are you hearing next week?
Yeah, the last I had seen windows on Monday, then we possibly get more rain Tuesday, Wednesday into Thursday.
What you talking about, Willis?
Sorry, boss.
Oh, man. Well,
Mother Nature.
Here's the thing. I always say this. The fish are wet. And you know me, John, I just love to fish. Hey, man, the fluking's horrible. The bay's a mess. Grab that light action spinning rod, some plastic worms, some wacky hooks, and go bass fishing or get some whopper plobbers, do some pickerel fish, as long as they're fishing. So the saltwater thing this next week at least is going to be not good. So listen, it's a perfect chance to hone up on your sedge bank skills because, John, there should be some action in the, again, predicated on winds and the amount of rain, water clarity, whatever. But there are some distinct possibilities in back, are there not?
Oh, absolutely. What you have to do is this time of the year, especially with this weather pattern, is try to find backwaters away from where rivers dump into, okay? Down behind Sea Isle, Avalon, those areas up behind Margate, in this general area. A lot of areas up around Barnegat, you know, those don't get the influx of the fresh water coming down from the rivers.
John, again, the water clarity is the thing. But, again, that influx of the fresh water, that rush, that man shuts everything off pronto.
Oh, it does. You know, besides
Now, listen. If you want to find a hole and soak some Oscar Mayer cheese wieners, you're going to get some white catfish.
Oh,
and some
I don't mind cats.
I'm a Bass River man right there myself, right there across some breezes. There are some honkers in there.
Oh, they're good. And they're good eating, you know. I don't mind putting them in a, you know, frying pan with a little breadcrumbs, some fresh Jersey tomato, and a ear of corn.
Speaking of fresh Jersey tomatoes, a couple of weeks, you think?
Absolutely.
Oh, my tomato, Denise.
Unless they drowned out in this storm.
Yeah, these tomato plants shot up, man. Oh, my God. A little Jersey. Say, okay, time to do this. Sorry, I'm getting into my gardening thing, which I'm not really a gardener. I have, they're
black
not exactly
thumbs.
Green thumbs. But, John, back to the fishery. Right now, blues are in the back. There's plenty of flounder in the back. There's stripers in the back. And, John, there's been a, I can't say remarkable, but a decent resurgence in weak fish and some sizes, too.
You're going to make me talk about this.
You got it, Grimco. Hey, one shot deserves another, bro.
Yeah, man. Okay. Yeah,
I remember that. I remember the show floor with Finor. I remember I got you there, man. Yeah, that was embarrassing.
There's been a resurgence of weakness.
I tell you, Barry went boom out of the show floor.
You're a piece of work.
Listen, I said that's one of the options.
Yeah.
And he just slapped it back together. Right. Guy bought the reel anyway.
Yeah,
$800 and away he went.
Thank God somebody knew how to put it back together.
And I paid John with a cup of coffee. Am I the guy? Am I the guy?
He didn't give me the donut, though.
No, that I kept for my fat ass self. But, John, to the weeks, we'll touch on them a little later on. Right now, best shots, dirty water, outgoing tide, incoming tide, and the time of actually late afternoon into early evening through the night.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to be, contrary to, way I fish, but with this murky water and stuff like that, I want to get the incoming tide with some of that cleaner water starting to come in, where I don't have as much of the murky water that's been sitting there or washing down. If you're behind Avalon and Stone Harbor and Seattle City, you don't have that.
Right.
Great Egg Harbor up right, where we are. We get that tremendous freshwater influx.
Harbor,
then we get the brown water. Then we get the muddy water. I mean, you put a jig head a foot under the water, and you're not even going to see it.
Yeah. So, John, picking out areas along the sedge now, what are you looking for, particular cuts?
You're looking
two,
for
two
little
currents hitting together.
You're
colliding.
Looking for little channels coming out, little feet of creeks going up. You're looking for a little point of land that's going to create a little ripple coming around it. All those areas are areas to hold bait fish, are also areas that, fish that are predatory can lie in wait, and as something comes around a point, attack at it.
John, speaking of bait fish now, loads of spearing have showed up. And there's, I'm seeing from Lower Barnegat Bay and Great Bay, also a little peanut bunker.
Yeah.
I mean, a little like thumb length.
Peanuts actually hit inside Great Egg the other day.
Oh, right.
They've been up and down the coast. Guys I know that I've been talking to up around Barnegat in that area have had an influx for quite a while.
Prime forage.
Yeah. The spearing's been really, big turn on. I'm hearing some grass shrimp popping around. The bait's been around, so the fish are going to be there. You just got to get out.
John, water clarity, water temperature. With that, again, that ocean water is still a little chilly, even though it's cleaner. I mean, does one counterbalance the other?
Yeah. I like the cleaner the water, the better. The water temperature I pay attention to, but not as strictly, especially since the mild winter we had. Okay, really never varied a great deal. I mean, when you take a look at to see how late we had striped bass, I mean, I know guys that were actually out late January, that having bass along the beach. I mean,
down by Corson's?
Yeah, Corson's.
I watch guys walking eels down there.
Strathmere, Sea Isle, Townsend's Inlet. And God, if you go further north up to Point Pleasant, Seaside, Lavalette, all those areas, it was phenomenal.
So how does that parlay now? There are plenty of bass in the back, schoolies, and these are transient fish and resident fish.
We always have resident fish. There's always stripers around, basically all summer long. You got to put the time in to find spots that are going to be holding them. You've got to get out, put the time in, walk, sod banks and stuff like that.
And finding public access.
Yeah.
That's
a hard part, but, there's plenty if but you have to do your homework. With Google Maps and stuff like that where you can pull up stuff online.
Hey, even I learned how to use that. Denise wanted to throw a party.
Yeah. Okay. But, it allows you to, the chance on a day like today or this coming week with all this weather to sit there, look at the computer screen, view the areas, pull it up, see how you can get into the different spots, see where your access points are, and then before you go fish it, try to explore it one time walking so you know what the area is like. Is it going to be a good solid grass bed where you can walk normally on it? Or is it going to be one of these marshy areas where all of a sudden you take a step and you're up to knee deep and then you're down in the marsh, or you're taking a swim like some people I know?
Yeah, memories on that one. Tom, what was that? What was that Chris Rock thing? I wouldn't do that bleep if I were you in that one video we did, how not to get whatever by the police. And it was just like, I wouldn't go that way if I were you. Yeah, right. Yeah, I know what I'm doing. Oh, man, I was down there.
Yeah, yep. It's happened. If you haven't fallen in, you know, you haven't really fished that night or at the side banks and stuff.
Joining us live in the studio, John Grimko from Fanatics Marine Supply in Ocean City, West Avenue, a.k.a., what do they call you, Papa Bear, Big Papa Bear? Big John, Papa Bear down there. You've been a mainstay for decades.
You know, grouchy sometimes.
Yeah. And I've run into Mr. Grimko, believe it or not, let's see, about, what, 150, 160 miles from here.
Yeah.
Up there at the top of the state. What are you doing here? That was amazing. Hey, we're up against a hard break. We're going to be talking more on tactics, locations, baits, and tackle. Back bay at night and safety. Safety is paramount. Grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio, 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station. Fox on Tech.
Remember when TikTok's chief executive promised a bunch of U.S. senators that Americans using the app had no data stored on servers in China, where TikTok is based and subject to the whims of the Chinese Communist Party?
Today, U.S. TikTok data is stored by default in Oracle servers. Only vetted personnel operating in a new company called TikTok U.S. Data Security can control access to this data.
TikTok CEO Shou-Jin Chu earlier this year, during that testimony, he may have lied. Forbes now reports that TikTok and its parent company ByteDance does store some U.S. user data, including things like social security numbers, on servers in the People's Republic of China. The users in question are not the average users, but the highly compensated creators that TikTok uses to make especially catchy videos to entrance the rest of its user base. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
Staples has everything you need to help run your small business. Shipping supplies and services to help move orders out the door. Print and marketing services so you can print signs, banners, and presentations fast. And now during Staples Small Business Deal Days, you save 50% when you buy any combination of five or more boxes, mailers, and shipping tubes. Plus, find new deals for small business in-store every week. Keep your business running right and safe at Staples. Offer valid in-store online order pickup and Instacart. Exclusions apply. Not valid in Concord, New Hampshire location. Prices may vary. N71.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go. Look out below. Back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of June 24th and 20th. Did I say January before? No, I think I said June 24th and 25th. The J's always mess me up. Because it was a start and then it's the halfway point. You ever notice that?
Yeah,
January.
I mess you up and a lot
June.
Of times.
This is especially if it, I wouldn't cast there if I were you. John, leave me alone. Oh, I didn't know there were logs. What are logs doing under there? So, okay, we're talking back bay, now night tactics. Now, I've been going on. It's still dark. Some of these sedge bank areas. Yeah, I'm around Ocean City, Strathmore, whatever. And who, I see this apparition coming off, as the late, great George Loder would say, the meta. And it's Grimko. He says, where are you going? I said, I'm going fishing. I said, where are you going? Another spot? He said, no, I'm done. I've been here all night. Critical night period, John. The one thing we have to touch on, we're not going to see it for another week or so, moon phases. That really negatively, positively affect the back production?
Yeah, it does quite a bit. A lot of people have the saying that on a full moon, fishing turns off. I feel sorry for those people because a lot of times they miss a tremendous bite.
Really?
I go out on a full moon. I've done quite well over the years. Every now and then I get the skunk, like everybody. But, you know, my belief is I go fishing when I have the opportunity.
That's it, yeah.
Okay? Working as much as I do when I was a school teacher and then, you know, working in tackle shops during the summers didn't afford me a lot of opportunities. So when I could go, I would go. Sometimes it would be I'd leave the shop at 8 o'clock at night, go to the banks, start to walk the banks, and before I knew it, it was 4 or 5 o'clock and people are walking on and I'm walking off.
Mm-hmm.
The fish are there. You got to put the time in. You got to be diligent with where you go and watch what you're doing. And safety is a primary thing that could be concerned with. I usually take a walking stick with me. Now that I'm getting ancient in age, I wear
a... You look pretty good.
I wear an inflatable waist belt by Mustang. It's a life preserver, just in case.
In fact, Scott, shout out to Scott Swamby, if he's still alive, that had SOS. Mustang bought them. And he was the one that came out. We introduced that at the New York Boat Show years ago.
Yeah, that's where I got it from
it's
him.
It's been a lifesaver.
Yeah, it has. You know, yeah, I wear the waders. I wear the tight belt. But, you know, sometimes the currents back there are strong, and if you go in, you're away from that sedge bank.
New moon and full moon phases especially.
Yeah, the current runs. So, you know, any little thing you can do to protect yourself a little bit. I'm not fanatical, but on the same token, I want to see my grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So, John, I've seen some kayakers back there. I tried the kayak thing. It's not me. But, again...
You're missing out.
I'll talk to the entire. Again, these guys obviously knew what they were doing. They were all fly rodders. Everyone to the tee was a fly rodder, but lightwear, and they look like little water shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're walking the sedge banks. I'm thinking, and they're catching fish. Crazy. They're using crazy Charlie's clouses, all that good stuff. But I'm wondering if one of those guys ever went in. Well, they had companions with him. That's one thing, because going alone can be dicey. But they seem to throw safety to the wind, where I've been out back on those marshes, John. Railroad spikes, broken glass. Like, where does this stuff come from? We got flood tides, whatever. So footwear is critical, is it not?
Yeah, it is. But a lot of these guys, you know, in defense of the kayakers, they've been out there during the day, paddling around, checking things out before they go venture out in the dark. I don't care if you're a shore fisherman, a kayak fisherman, a boat fisherman. You're going out at night and you're fishing overnight. You want to check things out ahead of time for yourself. You want to check out any possible holes, any debris or rubbish that could be around. You just want to fish wisely, okay? I've done many stupid things in my life with the fishing. I've gone in numerous times, knock on wood. I'm still here to talk about it.
I read about you on the Seabright Wall. Holy God, that was decades ago.
Yeah, thanks.
That was you.
Yeah.
Revelous. Come on, John.
Yeah.
Getting a little careless there once?
No. I was fishing. I turned to look at something to the side. A rogue wave came, picked my butt up, and dropped me off the wall into the ocean.
Well, you got out, obviously. How'd that happen?
There was a kind gentleman on a wall. One thing we all did that fished that wall at night, we used to carry a 100-foot rope in the back of our wader belt. And the guy came over, saw me go off, thank God, came over, threw a rope. Braced himself on a wall. I climbed up by the rope, shook his hand. He went back to fishing. I went back to sit in my truck and hang my head between my legs as a sorrowful butt.
One moment of inattention. That's all it takes.
Yeah, I mean, that's not the first one. I mean, a Seabright Wall, I've had waves hit me on jetties that have picked me up and moved me three rocks. I'm no little guy. At that point, when I got picked up on a jetty, I was 260. You know, and
you played for what? The Bears or the Packers? No, Grimco. It had to be one of those cities. Bay or the Packers?
No.
Green Bay or the Bears? No.
No.
Well, John, I tell you the one thing in the back that I learned. You know, what was that movie with Pesci and what was it? Fred. My Cousin Vinny.
Yep.
That mud in the back, man. That Alabama mud. The Manasquan River mud have nothing on that, man. I just did.
That sucked.
I just
in.
Went just in slow motion, like with the TV commercial with the bounty or whatever. Yeah. They're going, no, I'm there. No, held the rod up, the rod, and just slid right. Thank God it was shallow, sandy. I was able to climb back up, but again, my attention was turned. I heard him splash and whatever. Yeah. There was bait fish popping all over to the right. Yeah. What's that? I took a step and zip right in.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm saying scout the areas out during the day. Know where your soft spot is. Even trout fishing. I was in an area up by me up in Sussex County where I've driven past this 100 times. And it's a little state area. I walked off, and I took a step to go into the water with my waders. And it was nothing but loose sedge. And silt, and I went down and in, and by the luck of my fingernails, I dug my fingernails into the sod bank, and I was able to pull myself back out by the roots. Otherwise, I would have been, who knows?
You'd have been in the Delaware River.
I could have been.
John, one thing we have to touch on before we get to the tackle and targeting some species. Headlight or no light? Flashlight, no light. You need some kind of light or absolutely no light.
I do carry a light. I do have red plastic over the lens when I, do turn it on. It's, it doesn't bright. I'm the one that tries not to use light at all. Most of the time, moonlight is enough to get by if you've scouted your areas. These guys that are out on the banks who break off and now they got to turn the light on to tie on a rig or another lure or another bait. They blind you. They blind themselves. Practice your knots at home. I can stand on a jetty. I can stand on a side bank in the dock and tie whatever knot I need to tie on my rig and do it. Do it at home while you're sitting watching the boob tube. And, do your homework.
Yeah, that's basically what it comes down to. Preparation is the key. We're at night along the sedge banks. Now, we have some fugly weather happening now and through. We're going to have that one window, as John said. What you talking about, Willis, on that Monday? But targeting species now, John. Stripers, your tactics. And I want to get to the blues, which at night, people don't realize. Blues at night, those things are maniacal. You think they're crazy during the day. You catch when you let it go, they come back out after you. They're crazy. And then I want to touch on the weak fish. Fluke, we'll leave to another time. And by the way, there is a night bite with fluke. Guy says, fluke, don't feed at night. I said, do you eat at night? You ever get hungry? Yeah. So do fluke. Certain instances. But let's get to the bass, John. What do you use? Surface plugs, using bucktails? What's the dealio?
I'm a popper fanatic, first off.
See those new tsunami eye pops?
Yeah.
Ho-ho!
Yeah, yeah.
Ho-ho-ho!
They're dynamite. I love my poppers. That's my first go-to. I don't start, producing any bites and stuff like that. I go to my paddle tail shads with the light jig head. A lot of times at night, I'm throwing an eighth ounce. I know. You gave me that strange look.
Eighth ounce?
Yeah.
What do you have, a 3-inch, 4-inch paddle tail in there? What are you using?
4 to 5.
Kettle Creeks or
I've had,
Mr. Twisters? Sassy
Shades? I have some connections in the industry, and I've had some people make me some eighth ounce with 4-0 and 5-0s in them, which barely get in them, but they're there. I also mold some jigs of my own at home.
That's work. I don't do that.
Yeah, well, you want to fish the way I do. I've got some of those sickle hooks with 4-0 on an eighth and quarter ounce shad dod head that are absolutely dynamite that, personally I make for myself.
John, and this dirty water, clearing water coming in, mixed, again, turbid, stained, whatever you want to call it. color make a difference, or is it vibrations of the paddle tail or the grub tail or the noise of the popper?
Color has some things to do with it. To me, it's more the vibration of that paddle tail. Experiment with your paddle tail. Trim your paddle tail. Cut, you know, loose slices out of the body of it to get more vibrations. There are some paddle tails out there that are made with, you know, different cuts in their body to vibrate a little bit more. There are ones that the paddle tail barely moves. It's so stiff. See what's working for you. What's, you know, vary it up.
I never saw how that finesse was so effective. It's like a sluggo.
Yeah.
It's just ding, ding, ding. There's no tail. And Mary Mother of God, that catches stripers, that catches weeks. It's crazy.
It's kind of like that little bullhead on it pushing the water. Okay. And then it's a quiet. Then it's a push of the water. And then it's quiet again. These lures and stuff, you know, okay, here's a secret that I've used for quite a long time.
Give it up! He looks pained, people. He looks pained.
Try hooking the paddle tail upside down. Okay? Like I said, there's no right and wrong to fishing. Okay? I've been fishing times where I love Z-Man. Okay? They're durable. Bluefish around, they tear them up. I've had 8, 9 bluefish on one tail. And
that's the last tail.
It is so ripped up. To keep it on the hook, you hook it any way you can. I've had it upside down. I've had it sideways. And at times, it catches fish. Okay? The vibration that they send out in different ways create different attack modes for the predators, especially bluefish when they're around. When they're around, I take my oldest rubbers and, you know, whatever I use and just throw them out there because they're going to get chewed up and destroyed.
John, on the poppers, pop, pop, or you aggressively boom, 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 stop, boom, boom, boom.
On my first cast, as it hits the water, I'll actually count to 30 or 40 before I even move it. Let it hit the water, let it sit there, especially in the back bays where, it's, not that rough and stuff. Let it sit. Let those ripples get away from it. And then all of a sudden, I give it a quick pop. And then sometimes I'll give it a steady retrieve and another little pop. Again, vary it. There is no one method that works.
Okay, John, we're up against a hard break. I have to hang in for one more segment. We're going to talk some back bay winky tactics at night. Got a few minutes left. Yeah, grab another cup. Grab another Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Life is hectic here in South Jersey, but one thing you don't have to worry about is missing the information you need while you're running around doing a zillion things. That's why WPG Talk Radio 95.5 brings you everything you need to know in 6 minutes at the top of every hour. National headlines from Fox News Radio, South Jersey News, and your local AccuWeather forecast all in 6 minutes. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. An armed rebellion in Russia as the Wagner private military group takes control of one city and moves towards Moscow. President Putin speaking to Russians this morning, vowing to crush what he calls a mutiny.
Защитим и наш народ.
We will protect our people and our statehood from any threats, including internal betrayal. And what we are facing is betrayal.
The owner of the Wagner Group, Yevgeny Prigozhin, accuses Kremlin of starving his troops in Ukraine and even attacking them yesterday. President Biden has been briefed on the situation, and NATO is monitoring it. And the deadly heat wave in Texas may get worse next week.
As heat index values reaching up to 120 degrees in some places.
Fox's Casey Stegall in Dallas. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. A partly sunny day on tap today, high 87. Stars will be out under a clear sky tonight, low 58. Times of clouds and sunshine to kick off the new week tomorrow, high 85. Intervals of clouds and sunshine on Tuesday with a high 81. Same on Wednesday with a high 78. I'm AccuWeather's Ruth O'Brien on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Final segment with Johnny Grimko, Big Papa Bear, Fanatics on West Avenue in Ocean City. Fanatics Marine Supply. John, let's talk briefly. It's been a resurgence. Decent as it is, nothing great, but a resurgence of the weak fish, especially in the ICW, all the way back through in the back bays, around Ocean City and down. There's some up there, and Barnegat Bay, Tom's River. Nighttime tactics, weak fish in the back. You're walking the sedge banks. Not from a yak, you're walking the sedge banks. You're picking your areas, you're scouting before. Those things are so, they're the only thing predictable about weakies is that they're unpredictable. There's not numbers, but there's some sizes. What are you using? Where are you going? What you tossing?
First off, I'm using an ancient jig head, white bucktail, and a purple Jellyman worm. I used to buy them by the thousands
Delaware Bay stuff.
Uh-huh. I start out with that, and then I'll go into the pink finesses. I'll go into, anything pink. I start out close to dusk, and I'll work the early part. I find that's a little bit more productive than getting too late at night with them. I have fished the Nomad Vibe for them. They've been good.
Little one like that.
Three, four-inch one. paddle tail shads have been working. Kalen jig heads with a shad tail.
Targeting any specific areas?
I'm working points of land. I'm working, little cuts where feeder creeks are coming out. I fish parallel to the sod banks quite a bit for the weak fish.
There you go.
Okay, as opposed to casting out into the water and bringing it back in. A lot of times I find them hanging close to the grass structure. So if I parallel fish the banks, I get better hookups. The weak fish I'm hearing this year from Avalon, Wildwood, Avalon, Sea, even Ocean City, all the way up in the Barnegat, I'm hearing fish up to 9 pounds, 10 pounds.
Yeah. Little tide runners.
And not just the back. They're on the beach. They're on a beachfront. Okay, there's been plenty caught on the beaches down in Sea Island, Strathmere. Barnegat guys up in that area and Seaside have had some of the biggest, weak fish that they've had in years. I know a lot of personal bests, but that those people weren't alive back in the old days.
John, I'm telling you, some of the weak fish I've seen, getting loaded with eggs. I've seen some big females, obviously had spawned already. And there are some sizes back there.
They're tremendous. They're beautiful fish. They're a great fighter. I'm fishing for them, the one thing I do is I will only fish mono. I will not fish breed
for them.
That's
what I was just going to ask you, right?
Okay. The reason I do that is mono is forgiving. It has at least a 10% stretch factor. And I fish light. Sometimes I'm fishing 6 pound test.
Yep, exactly.
You know, 8 pound, 10 pounds heavy for me in the back.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of nice lines out there that have a good stretch factor and not a lot of memory. I will tie sometimes a fluorocarbon shock leader, but a lot of times I'll tie direct to the six, which means I now have to set my drag light.
Exactly. Yep.
I have to have a rod with a soft tip. That's going to give a little bit. I have to be careful as I'm trying to lift to gain line that the fish isn't going to dive. If I do, I have to do the top and bow. And, with the weak fish, you've really got to put the time in and the effort in to make sure you're bowing and being gracious to the fish. Mm-hmm. That they didn't get the name by being a poor fighter. They got the name by the tender mouth and lips. I can't tell you how many people I've seen rip hooks out of their mouths and say, oh, I just lost it. Yeah, you did it yourself.
Well, John, thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin Radio this Saturday. Coming in, Big John Grimko, Fanatics Marine Supply, West Avenue, Ocean City. What are your hours there? You don't want to give them up, or want people to come in and say, hey, Big John, we heard you?
I usually work 9 to 6, 9 to 7, 4 days a week.
Okay.
It varies.
Now, John, here's the thing with this weather, the fugly weather patterns, I call it. And not to be a fool's errand, rain's coming down sideways, wind's blowing 25, 30. That's a fool's errand. But 10, 15, a breeze, if you find, as John said, find some protected areas out of the wind.
Get under.
Yeah, it's ugly weather, but the corollary being no one else is going to be out there. You can have miles of sedge bank to yourself.
Sedge bank, get under bridges. You don't have to necessarily be on the bank and get drowned. There's a lot of bridges that have protective areas that you can fish alongside of them.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times those bridges hold excellent, you know, fish in weight.
There you go. Well, John, thanks for joining us. We're up against a hard break. Be right back. Rack and Fin. By the way, you are styling, John. You got the fishing pants. Wait, are these the ones at the short they can turn out the shorts?
No, not these. Yes, they are. Oh,
there you go. He's always ready for the Florida flats. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Hi, we're Comparian Insurance Agency. Right now you're thinking, Comparian, never heard of them. We know. We also know that you have no idea that Comparian Insurance Agents are local and provide expert advice. So to help it stick, we're going to say local agent 4 times in the next 15 seconds. Ready? Go. Our local agents know you and your community. Our local agents offer insurance from top carriers. Our local agents have minty fresh breath.
Find us at ComparianInsurance.com. Comparian Insurance Agency. Local agents. Expert advice.
And there's number 4.
At the Home Depot, we have laundry appliances that just fit. From the space you have, to the features you want, to the savings you need. Like a new GE Profile Ultra Fast Combo Laundry Machine that can wash and dry a large load in about 2 hours. Without you ever having to transfer the load over. Get special buy savings like the GE Profile Ultra Fast Combo Laundry Machine. Plus, an extra $100 off select laundry sets in-store and online at the Home Depot.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, back for our final segment on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. This fugly weekend of June 24th, 25th. Let me tell you something, people. At my age and my physical shape, although I'm down another 13 ounces, thank you. Anytime my feet hit the hardwood, it is a great day, no matter what. And again, the opportunity to go fishing, if this is the only time you have, again, pick your times, go crazy. Put in a call right now to a very special guest. He's a fairly frequent troubleshooting guest on Rack and Fin Radio, Captain Scott Newhall, Time Out Charters based in Absecon. Now, we fish with Scott over the years, and sometimes not in the prettiest of conditions. And the skipper put us on flounder, and flounder went in the live well. So a little segment I want to wrap it up for today with fluking fugly, or fugly fluking, however you want to call it. Scott is joining us. Captain Scott Newhall, thank you so much. Ugly weather, but there's pockets of, or windows, I should say, of opportunity. And, Scott, if this is the only time to get out on the water, do it, correct?
Correct. I mean, you got to go when you can go, right?
Scott, absolutely. Now, just a case in point, Bill, just a case in point. Late afternoon Thursday, stopped by Creekside Outfitters up there on Route 9 in Waratah. In my travels up and down the coast, guy was in there getting a pint of, up there, they say, Killies, minis. It was a sort of heavy drizzle coming down, but the wind abated a little bit. I said, heading out tomorrow, doing some fresh water. He said, hell no, man. He said, I know a flounder spot by one area I don't want to mention. And he said, I have a window here. I got 2 hours. I got to go to my shift tonight. I'm going fishing. I said, and there you go. And there you go. Anyway, within 45 minutes, I get a text from someone, guy got an 18-inch flounder. And there you go. So, Scott, the opportunity, take it while you can. Scott, a couple of tactics. in this, again, fugly weather, not gale force winds naturally, not heavy downpours, but when you have this inconsistent weather pattern and you do have a time to get out, what are we looking for? Where are we going? What are we using?
Well, that's certainly a complex answer, and we'll try to really take a look at all of that. You want to fish the best tides. I mean, of course, that's important all the time, but with you're talking about 20-mile-per-hour winds, maybe some rain the day before or rain the day of your outing. You might have some stirred-up water. Your cleanest water is going to come at the top of the tide, and more so the rise and the fall. You might have clean an hour or two on the ebb that's still clean. However, that top of the rise is going to be your cleanest water. And so if you're battling wind, which can suspend the sediment and can get the water cloudy, you want to talk about going at the peak time in the tidal cycle. You also, this is a good time to consider the body of water you're fishing.
Good point.
Personally, that's a given, actually. That's kind of a joke. You should consider what body of, of course you should always consider what waters you fish.
But one is opposed, if you have options, Captain, one is opposed to another, correct?
correct.
There you go.
I'm making fun. I'm being self-deprecating, of course. So I like areas that provide a long drift that can go in any kind of angle. You're not tied down to a real narrow little channel, especially if the boat is twisting and turning and spinning. So in my area, I'm just going to use the Atlantic City, Absecon, Brigantine area as an example. Of course, every area has its own waters that this will apply to. I will go to an area they call the Cans, which is also Absecon Creek, because on both sides of the channel, there are productive slopes and flats. In addition to that, Absecon Inlet, where it meets Absecon Channel, which is kind of like the Harrah's Casino side of the bridge, all the way back to the AB pole. You can drift anywhere in there, anywhere from 15 feet to 40 feet, and the fluke are spread out in pockets, individuals, small schools. And so now you're combating these kinds of heavy winds, and the boat can go wherever it wants, and there's still going to be productive water, as opposed to somewhere like Black Point, which is behind Brigantine, which your productive water can be at different points at 15 feet wide.
Okay. So, Scott, again, that this is critical now. Water clarity, water temperature, it's in a constant state of flux under conditions like this. Are you big gulping it, little gulping it, live baiting it with minis?
You're staying with what's been working for you. So if you're a gulp person, stay with your gulp, your presentation, your grubs, your jerk shads, your any sort of paddle tail. If you're a live bait person, by all means, stick with the minnows. The peanut bunker made an early showing this year. In fact, in late April up in North Jersey, I was heading out for striped bass and saw a really nice fluke-sized peanut bunker. They're also in South Jersey, they're a little bit small. I expect them to be bigger in about a week. So they're becoming available. So, yes, use the bait you prefer. Here's another tip for the wind. This might, if you're live baiting, if you're using any of the live baits we're talking about, don't be afraid to go to heavier bank sinkers, heavier ballast, by all means. This is not the time necessarily to try to work with three-quarter rounds jig heads if, again, you're combating wind. So you're bump trolling the boat. You want to keep that bait on the bottom. You don't want to scope it out halfway across the bay or the inlet or whatever waterway you're on. And so that sometimes it may mean 2, 3, even 4 ounces of weight to stay up and down.
Scott, in the confusion of the conditions, the take of a flounder now, is it going to be tentative? Again, water's a little chilly, water's a little dirty, but you're putting something right in front of its face. Is it going to be like peck, peck, tap, tap, and then go up? Or are these things, again, they're hungry. They have, you know, they have to eat too. Are they going to smack it, whack it, and otherwise stack it?
You're going to have both kinds of strikes. You're going to have tentative strikes, especially if you're jigging the artificials. You might have where they pick it up, drop it, pick it up, drop it, pick it up, drop it, and they'll follow along before, I guess, you convince them to eat it. Same thing with the live bait. They'll crawl their way up a nice big fat minnow and before they get that hook in the mouth, or sometimes they just inhale the whole thing and it's down their gut before you know what happened, and it's easy. Barometric pressure certainly plays a role in feeding in all of nature, including flounder. So sometimes the feed is heavier right before or right at the beginning of a heavy blow.
There you go.
Sometimes it's heavy during, and sometimes, unfortunately, it slows down. And that's when we have to work even harder. If that barometer drops and the feed's a little lackluster, then we got to really go on the hunt to find a pot of fish that wants to eat.
Well, Scott, in my experience, this has in decades, and I'd say successful. I've caught my share of fluke, a.k.a. summer flounder. Everything from Raritan Bay down to Grassy Sound and the Grassy Channel up there in Great Bay. But, Scott, it's the clarity of the water, the color of the bait, the scent of the bait. Everything has to come together. The windows of opportunity, can that bite last several drifts, or is it basically under these conditions? In your experience, I've seen you catch some big flounder under these conditions. Is it a one-and-done thing?
No, not by any means. You can sit there and work on the fish and put a nice catch together for a while. In fact, I believe it was Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken. No, I'm getting my days messed up. It was.
You're only doing 3,000 things a day,
yeah,
between
right?
The baseball and the fishing and the charter.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Tuesday, the wind came up earlier than forecasted, and there was some nice gusts right out of the gate, and a lot of the young bucks, the young hot shots where I live, they were working their motors, using their trolling motors, and they continued to pick away. It was not a hot bite, far from a hot bite,
right?
But they plucked away fish here, fish there, fish here. A couple of 4 and 5 pounders caught. Guys were working hard, and they put it together. They didn't put their tail between their legs just because, right. Oh, they woke up and it was 15 to 20 right away. As they had said, it was going to be more of a 10, but it was already up past 15. So they went out there,
yeah,
and they got after,
yeah,
it. Give them credit.
Well, Scott, rain, a big factor. Again, not torrential rain, but for example, on Thursday, that misting, constant drizzle here and there, sometimes a little harder, and again, some of that annoying mist. Does that really affect the flounder that much? Doesn't this color the water that much? But no, to me, no rain, no gain, because you can catch flounder in the rain.
Absolutely. I enjoy fishing in the rain event. I don't mind, actually. The wind that we were talking about, it's a bigger enemy than the rain.
Right.
So as the rain's coming down, no problem. I'll fish all day. Actually, if there's no wind, that's great. Rain and gnats is a pain. South Jersey gnats, right? And you're itching, you're scratching and itching the gnats and the raindrops. But in all seriousness, it's the day after a heavy flush that you wonder, let's say if you really had a gully washer. And
like last Friday.
Right. So let's use that as an example. Roads and intersections near me were so flooded that people had to go down different roads. And I'm saying, all right, I'm going fishing tomorrow. What's it going to be like? Truth be told, I've experienced it both ways, where it's shut it down for whatever reason, the bite shut down, and it's been real slow. And then the event you're speaking of, they bit like crazy the next day. I called a buddy,
wow,
from the water, and I was like, yo, where you at? He's like, I didn't go. I thought it was going to be terrible. I said, man, they're eating the bottom out of the boat. Where are you? I was kind of teasing a little bit. He was in a little bit of state of shock. So you got to go to know kind of thing on that one.
Go to know. Join us online. Wrapping it up. Captain Scott Newhall, Timeout Charters, based out of Seeking. You've seen Scott doing his great seminars at the AC Boat Show, various other boat shows. You read his articles in the Fisherman magazine, primarily. He writes for also other magazines. And Scott, thanks for joining us. Listeners, shed some light. Get out there. If you have the time and you don't want to, for example, you don't want to go freshwater, that's fine. But don't sit there and bitch and moan if you have the opportunity, especially if you have your own boat. Get out there and try it. Scott, like I said, we've seen you get some whopper stomper flounder, and that's why I had to put in a call into you to say, to get the people fired up, get them pumped up, get out and go. Because, hey, man, not to sound dramatic, but you never promise tomorrow. You know what I mean, Newhall?
You're right. And try not to spend too much time talking about those Debbie Downers, too. So you'll start to pick up their attitude. Talk to young kids that are really after it.
Yeah.
Have them involved in your phone text. They'll get you jacked up. They'll have you so motivated, you'll be jumping out of your seat. I mean, it's who you surround yourself with will affect how you go about it. And you'll be fired up from talking to these kids they're out there at midnight sometimes, I think.
Yeah. and then, right, Scott? Fluke, do bite at night, people. Well, Captain Scott Newhall, thanks for joining us. By the way, give that Facebook page, website, phone number. Go.
It's timeoutfishingcharters.com and 609-385-3729. Thanks for having me,
Scott. Anytime, when I need the expert, Flatty, have you seen Scott's also was all his photos, cover photos of these doormats and area rugs? Well, Scott, your schedule now, it's after Father's Day, you must be booking like you're on fire.
They're sprinkled all over the place. I wouldn't say I'm on fire in any way with the bookings. I have plenty of them, but plenty of space, if that makes sense.
Okay, Captain Scott, take it. By the way, how are Michael Benjamin and Alexander Scott Newhall and lovely Mom Melissa?
Well, Michael's ready to play some Little League baseball tonight, district tournament. Alex is playing basketball. And Mom Melissa is a chauffeur like that.
Well, Scott, by the way, real quick recap on the striper situation. Now, listeners, we saw that coming with the way the vote went. No surprise with that. Oh, was it 5-2 or something like that? So they're not the Marine Fisheries Council. Jersey is not going to go out of compliance. There's going to be another meeting next week. More on this next week, okay, with the bass. But, Scott, on the overall, did you have a good bass season?
I had a all-world bass season, all-world. Of course, as you know, I stay on the trailer, so I'm going to go in the most robust fishery. So this leads you into your segments coming up. You know, it depends who you talk to. Some people are going to say it's the best it ever was. Other people are going to say it's dreadful.
Sure, that's it. Well, Captain Scott Newhall, get back to it. We'll talk to you next week, man.
You know it, Tom. Thanks again.
Take care. And that'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio. Get out there. No rain, no gain. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. June. Man, time for July. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.